Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Before we went on break, as I stated, I'm going to get into storyline number one. I actually have two storylines today. Storyline number one is going to be, because I get a lot of emails, when I talk the way I talk, it kind of seems so far-fetched away from the streamlines of reality, logical thinking. But as I stated many times, people, I was born in the slums. I was born in the ghettos of the United States, where people, their logic in living is different than people that was born in the suburbs and have a better way of life. I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to get into the second story, which is going to be fathers that assist their children and their daughters, that is, and with their custody issues once they go south. So the reason why I am going to talk about this, people, is because, as I stated, I get a lot of emails from people that ask me questions as if what I'm saying is far-fetched. As I stated on the August 30th show, where I'm from, that's the day that term was born. So I'm going to go back into where I'm from, but I'm not going to talk about the women or the men. I'm just going to talk about the people in general. I am 41 years old. I was born in 1968. I'll be 42 next month in December. Where I'm from, there are classical movies such as Superfly with Ron O'Neill. There are movies, I'm sorry. Yeah, Superfly is Ron O'Neill. And then there's The Mac with some gentleman named Julius. Don't remember his last name. Then there's Three the Hard Way. There's these movies that depict where I'm from and the superheroes that arise from the areas where I'm from. The superheroes, key word in there. If you look at if you ever seen the movie Superfly with Ron O'Neill, think that movie was made back in 71 or 72. Ron O'Neill was a pimp. But where I'm from, he was declared a superhero. Then you have big drug dealers, Bumpy Johnson. You got a movie that came out in 1991 that Wesley Snipes portrayed an individual named Nino Brown, drug dealer. But where I'm from, these individuals are declared superheroes. So what exactly, how does one do such bad things and get declared a superhero in the neighborhood where I'm from? It's because one of the things that people outside of my neighborhood need to understand, and that is, drama seems to be success where I'm from. I wanted to talk about this. A person such as myself, when I was a kid, I had nicknames like Chris the Christian. Yeah, that was one of my nicknames, Chris the Christian. Oh, you act so perfect. You're this, you're that. You're so not rolling with the punches of what's going on right now. And then you can actually fast forward that to the individual I am today. What Mr. Tyr Bradley has done to me is no different than what probably 90% of the women in where the neighborhoods where I'm from are doing to a lot of men. Okay? But Ms. Bradley is running into a little bit of problems, and she will have more problems to come because of things that are going now, that are now going to be put in place. Now, as I stated, drama. How is it that where I'm from, drama is success? And let me give you an example of that. Where I'm from, you can have individuals that go rob a liquor store, shoot the guy in the head, shoot the wife up. It's cool. They just go in the store, you know, the store probably, you know, could just open. They only made $40 for the day, and they'll go in there, kill these individuals up. It happens everywhere too, but I'm not from there. So, but they, on a grand scale where I'm from, because people where I'm from don't have, so there's a high crime rate. So they will do all these things, and then people, what they will do is they'll go brag about it. As I stated before, I don't care what you do to me, long as you keep your mouth shut. But you're not going to do something to me and then run around and say, look what I did to him, And then you got the buzz out that you just got me. That's the problem that I have, people. Because where I'm from, this is what I've seen. I've seen people get more joy out of bragging about what they did as a, more than what they did. They could have stole $1 million. They don't care nothing about the $1 million that they stole, but they just got this strong urge to just want to brag about it. So where I'm from, it seems as though drama is success. If you got something crazy, if you got something dumb going on, if you just got something that's totally off the wall outside of mainstream America, you are the man. Let's incorporate this stupid theory into family court. As I stated before, Miss Bradley went to court and stated that I broke into her home. And once again, next week, I'm going to talk to Miss Bradley about her daughter, Miss Mary Bradley, about her daughter. But here's a woman that on a custody battle claims that I broke in her house. I don't pay child support. I'm pretty much worthless. I'm just a nothing. I'm just a total waste of human body parts. Basically. Got court transcripts to prove it. However, when it comes to a child support hearing, she got articles of incorporation. She got Dun & Bradstreet information quotas. All these information. I make all this amount of money, $200,000 a year. I'm just this big money man. Wait a minute. So when I'm going for a visitation, I'm worthless. I'm just the worthless individual. And then this is where the problem that I think is. I really don't care what you say. But I got word that Miss Bradley is going around telling people other things about me. That's what I have the problem with. If I was to say here today on this show that my goal is to destroy people that do that, what would you think? What would you think? Am I a mad maniac? Or am I somebody who did so many good things in life that I want to keep my name clear? Am I that guy that still knows the staff over at the 300 North 13th? Am I that guy that still go and talk to my guidance counselors, Mr. Zelkowitz, Mike Melillo, he retired, Mr. Richard McNana? Am I that dude, Mr. Jim Jefferson? Am I that guy that still goes see all these people? I am that guy in 2010, simply because I want to show these individuals that some years ago, you guys took a bet out on me, and that was a good bet. So you gotta kind of forgive me when dirt is kicked on me for no reason at all, for the sake of just making me look bad so that you can look good. So that's what I have the problem with. So should I then say, well, you lived in the suburbs. When we broke up, you went back to live in the ghetto, to live amongst your peers. That's what they say in court now. So if I'm telling you that individuals where I'm from think that drama is what you need to be doing. Drama is success. You are somebody. You got so many individuals selling drugs now trying to be like Frank Lucas, the American gangster. A gentleman by the name of Chuck D, he was in a group Public Enemy, and he said, you know, the rhythm, the rhyme is Comedina's design so I can enter your mind. And what he meant by that is he knew that if he preached to you in a normal rap song, in a normal rap format, you wouldn't listen to it. But he can take a speech from Martin Luther King, put it in a rap song, put a beat behind it, and now everybody knows the song. I asked an individual this week, in the 1968 Democratic Convention, we had a lot of celebrities and stars show up. What year was that? She didn't know. This individual was 42 years old. And I told her in the 1968 Democratic Convention, the 1968, she couldn't even listen. She was so not focused on the question because it was just her brain went into, let me try and answer this. She didn't even listen to the question. 1968, 1968. you know, it's just unbelievable. I'm sitting here now and a chill of laughter overwhelmed my body. But yet that same individual at one time was talking to me about a problem that they were having with an individual, and they were talking in a way as which though they were a superhero. If you ever listen to me, my superhero talk is not for self just, it's for helping others. This is why I gotta help individuals understand. If there is someone that went from the suburbs back to an area where drama is a beautiful form, as I told you, you got Superfly, you got the Mac, Three the Hard Way, Frank Lucas, the American Gangster, Nino Brown. These movies all depict individuals that came up in the neighborhood. Not Three the Hard Way. Three the Hard Way was actually individuals that were fighting against crime. But where I'm from, it seems as though drama is you're successful. Your lights can get turned off. But if you're telling everybody how you talk to the individual that came and turned your lights off, that is the peak of success where I'm from. Oh, are you serious? Yeah, they came to turn my lights off. I told them, get the F out of here. I made the payment yesterday. Who the F do I need to talk to? Where's your effing supervisor? And they know good and damn well they didn't pay their light bill. For whatever reason, not talking about the reason why, because I know I'm going to get a flood of emails. Maybe that person couldn't afford their lights. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about right now how individuals deem it necessary to think that drama is successful. And I state this because, as I told individuals before, Tiger Woods and his wife divorced in 1 year. If anybody would know, any lawyer would tell you, family court is where the most drama is, not in criminal court, because there's a lot of emotions involved. How does a woman divorce a billionaire in less than a year? Unbelievable. I was watching The Housewives of Atlanta, and there was this one woman, Cherie, Miss Winfield, and this is the third season. She's divorced now, but she was talking about a divorce in the first season. And what she stated was in the first season, I'm getting divorced and I'm expecting a 7-figure settlement. So let's just say she filed for divorce the day she said that. It still took 2 years for her divorce to be final. But yet, this woman could divorce a billionaire in less than a year. And then we need to shine a light on me. Why did I go through so much drama in 11 and a half years? What was the individual trying to get? These women were getting large money settlements. I'm not a large money guy. But yet, Ms. Bradley wanted this drama to go on, and it had went on for 11.5 years. Who does that? I'll tell you who does that. A person that just has drama in their life. If you have drama in your life, as I stated before, where I'm from, the code where I'm from seems to be keep drama in your life. Keep nonsense going on. Just screw success. Don't climb up the corporate ladder. Don't try and buy a house. Don't pay insurance. Drive around your car with no insurance. Get yourself a man that don't have nothing going on. Get yourself a woman that just got a big butt and live. And that is the code of ethics where I'm from. So can we say here today on the League of Dads Talk Radio that Ms. Bradley was simply doing or living by the code in which she lives now in the town, in the area in which she lives now? Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. Because of this, people. They say birds of a feather flock together. There is just no way you can go to a legal lecture and talk about GE refrigerators. You know, people, they don't want to talk about that. There is many a times, when you look at, if you ever look at court shows, you will see that either a prosecutor or a defense attorney will object because what they're speaking of have no bearing on this case. I use the court format to communicate. We pick a topic, we stay on that topic. If you want to say, for example, and then start to go off and then now we're talking about something else, anybody that knows me, and you can get in touch with Richard Rodriguez of the Orange Post Office, you can get in touch with Mr. Will Costello of the Post Office, you can get in touch with any of the supervisors at the Post Office. When I was the union rep at the Orange Post Office in Orange, New Jersey, I never did that one time when I had to grieve an issue as the union representative. That is probably the grandest problem that people have with me today. They're so used to talking and getting off the subject. I like to stay on the subject. And when I try to stay on the subject, then individuals end up getting mad. Judges did that to me. Judge Frank, I forgot the guy's last name. He tried to do that to me when I went in court on December 10th, 2008. He tried to do that to me. Went in court, he tried to jump the subject. I had to tell the nice guy three times, Judge, that's not what I'm talking about. But that is the nature in which you converse with people. Start noticing it. Pick a topic, start talking about it. I guarantee you somebody will try to get off the topic. So with that being said, that is going to, I hope, give a lot of people that send me emails an understanding as to why I went through what I went through for so long. And if you listen to what I said, I'm not allowing that in my life no more. I'm 41 years old now. I'm not allowing that in my life. That protocol is not allowed in my life. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to get into the Just My Thoughts segment of the show, and then we'll wrap up the show. This is the League of Dads Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.